Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer, Shnaim Shenichnesu Lispalev, the Kidam Echad Nehem Lispalev Lohim Tineskadero, the Yotza. Two people go to Davin together in a shul, Lechora, and one of them takes longer than the other, and the first one leaves the other person there alone. Tortilot tfilos of the funnel. So his tfila is thrown back in his face. Shinemar Torif Nafsho Biapo, Halamancha Taz of Eret. Below O, the Lashigorim Lashchina Shitisalik Misrael. Doing this kind of thing, leaving somebody alone there, is Gorim that the Shchina should leave Klai Yisrael. Shinemar Vayeot Tek Tzur Mimkomo, the Ain Tzur Lakarish Borah. This is part of the pasuk from before. Shneimar Tzur Yilod Chateshi. Tzur refers to the Rabban Hashem. You forgot the Tzur who bore you. That's the Rabban Hashem. V'imhinkim lo mascharo. And if you wait for him, so if you leave, you get an onish, and it causes terrible tzoras for Klal Yisrael. If you wait, what reward did you get? Om Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Zocha lebrachos halalu. Shneimar Lu hikshavta lemitzvot sai. V'yihi kenar shlomecho v'tzitkoscho kigalei hayon. V'yihi kechol zaracho v'tzetzoei mayecho. Get tremendous brachas for yourself and for your children. You see from here an interesting thing, that something that if you do it, it's something wrong, but if you don't do it, it's not parav, you get a bracha for that too. It's, mitzvahs and aveiras are, there's no middle ground. Either you get a bracha for it, or you get a klola. The Sforno says that in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Bracha o klola, there's no middle ground. Okay, so first of all, what is this talking about? The Tosfos says that it's talking Davka about their Batei Knesios that were out in the field, and Davka, what's it called, at night. And that's basically how the Shulchan Aruch passes also, that Davka in a Beis HaKnesses Shevisode, and at night with his Mazikin, you leave somebody alone in that situation, you're leaving him alone in a dangerous situation. The Ramah says that some people are choshish even in our Beis HaKnesses, even in the daytime, where there's no mazikin at all. It's not out in the field, and it's not at night. Shaila is, what exactly the reason why leaving this guy alone is a problem? Tosfos obviously holds because of mazikin, so it only applies basically in a Beis HaKnesses, out in the field, and at night. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah says a different reason. A guy alone, right, is not going to have kavon. He's going to be worrying about what's going on. Not necessarily mazikin, but being alone is frightening, even in safe places. So he's not going to have kavon. And the Ravon and the Oruch say another reason, because later on, next daf, we'll see that two people have a certain shchina, and one person has less of a shchina. And when you leave him alone, you're taking away some of the shchina. So that's also not proper. According to these other reasons, it has nothing to do with mazikin. It has to do with bittul kavana, and it has to do also with what's it called, with taking away the shchina. That applies even in our shuls and even during the daytime. The Rambam, the Maisa, doesn't bring this halacha at all. The only place that he hints to it is by bracha achas ne'in sheva. Friday night, they were masakin to say like a chazaras hashatz, because they were afraid that the people wouldn't be able to daven together, and they'd be left in shul alone. So this way they say a ke'en chazor sashas, if anybody who's even marach b'tfila will be able to leave at the same time of other people. Could be the Rambam holds that this whole idea was mazikim, and the Rambam himself doesn't bring down halachas adu mazikim. Could be the Rambam holds there are no mazikim b'sman hazeh. So therefore, normally it's no problem of leaving somebody alone. But since they made a takana to add a bracha, chazor sashas, that they didn't take away. So that bracha, that takana, even though the reason for it went away, the takana stood. But the halacha that you can't leave somebody wasn't a takana, it was just because of the practicality of the situation. That practicality doesn't exist anymore, therefore the Rama didn't bring down the halacha. They bring down that if the person himself is marich b'tfila, he's saying an extra long shmon esrei, or he came late, then you don't have to wait for him, because he shows that he's not afraid. Okay, he's not afraid of the mazikin, because otherwise he wouldn't have an extra long shmon esrei and he wouldn't have come late to begin with, right? So that helps for tzaddikim, it's for mazikim, it also may help for kavana. The guy's have an extra long shmon esrei, he shows that he doesn't care about his kavana or whatever. It could be also that even the other reason, of bittul shchina, also is fixed up with that. If a guy came late, or he's davening extra long Shmoneh Esrei, then the chatchila, we knew that people are going to leave him alone there. So the whole shechina that was there to begin with wasn't kavua to be the shechina of two, because he was going to, from the beginning we knew he was going to be there later. So his shechina was a shechina of one, even to begin with. Okay. Tanya, Abdu Bin Yomer Sigurashis, Torif Nafsho Biapo, Leich Lecha Omer Asher Garamta Lecha Litro Bis Nafshecha Bifanecha. You cause your tefillah should be thrown back in your face. Umahi HaNefesh Zu Tefillah. Kamo Shenemar V'eshboch Es Nafshi Lefnei Hashem. Nefesh is a euphemism for tefillah. So your nefesh should be thrown back in your face. Halaman chataz of Eretz, v'chisover ha'yisa, shebishvilcha, sheyotzasa, tispalik ha'shchina, v'yazo v'schadercha, mispal lefana. And this is very good according to the reason that you're making the shchina go away, and leaving this guy with only one mile of shchina, not the mile of two people with shchina, so the midah connected midah, the shchina leads Klal Yisrael because of what you did. Lu hikshavta, loshen hamtonahi. Hikshavta can mean to listen, also can mean to wait. It's a chesed to wait for this guy. Mashmalai from Rashi, more that it's more of an idea of mazikim. You're there that he wants to call the mazikim shouldn't be mazikim. It also could mean his kavana. You're doing him a chesed, they should be able to have more kavana in his tefillah. Okay. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer, Ilmolei Nitno Rishus La'ayin Liros, Ein Kol Ber Yechol Lamod Ne'a Mazikim. The Marsha says here, what's the connection? Well, now we're starting to speak about mazikim. According to Tosfos, it's very simple. What happened before about leaving the Beis HaKnesses was because of Mazikin. Therefore, we'll discuss Mazikin a little bit and then go back to the Inyanim of Tefillah. Simple meaning is, if God would have given us the ability to see Mazikin, we wouldn't be able to withstand it. Right? There's so many Mazikin around, it'd be frightening. So one of the Achronim says, that means something else. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have given the power to Mazikim to see, they could have really wreaked havoc on us. But they don't have the power to see. They don't have the power to see. Omer Abaye, Inhu Nefishin Minon. The Kaiman Alon, Kekisla Lu'ugya. They are more than us. They're more numerous than us. There's more Mazikim than there are people. And they are around us like Kisla Lu'ugya. It's when you plant a bed, so you surround it with rocks or whatever to protect it. That's kekisla ugya. Rashi, liros kol hashedim ha'omdim lefanav. If we could see all the shedim standing around us, we go out of our mind. Ki kisla ugya kishuras chafira hamaketes ha'ugya she'osin tapas ha'gifonim. They plant vines. So they make a trench around them, a circle around them. Kamosha Shoninu. And Osim Ugyus with the funim less of his mind Mahashka Geffen. It's an irrigation trench around the Geffen. Kisla Utelim Shumaane Hamakethis Soviv Soviv es tail ha ugya. Baha Geffen Natua Batel, Uberesh Nadorin, Hadin Ugya Lahavi Peya. The Kisla is the trench, right? The telem is a row, right? That goes around the tail, the mound where they plant the gether. Omer Avuna kol chad v'chad minon alpha mismalei v'rivvasa miyaminei. Every person has 1,000 shadim to his left and 10,000 to his right. Omer Rava hayduch yidahavi b'kala minayim. Right, sometimes Rashi says that when you get together in large places and there's really enough room for everybody, you still feel crowded. That's because you have a feeling of the shadim that are around. A person has a premonition of shadim, so he feels crowded. Rashi, Hayduch Kedahavi Bekala, Panim Shebnei Adam Yoshim Revochim B'Yom HaShabbos, Sheboim L'Shmo Adrasha, the Dom Elohem Ki Yoshim Dechukim. Even though there's plenty of room, they feel crowded. Okay? I usually refer to the drasha. People feel uncomfortable, even though they're able to sit well. How they hani birke de shilhai minayu, right? People get tired in their knees, right? Also comes from the um, the shavim that are around that are rubbing against people's bodies. Hanimani derabbanan de bolu michuf yadidhu hani didhu. Also, when the talmidei chachamim who don't really work and therefore their clothes shouldn't wear out so quickly, and still it wears out, is because they rub against the clothing. Hani kari the menakfan, right? People's legs that all of a sudden get wounded, right? For no apparent reason, is minayus from there. Hai man the boy Rashi. Hani birke the shilai birkayim ayefin. People have tired knees. Mani the rabbanan the bolu. Big day atamidim shebolim maher. They ain't b'nei malacha shivlu big day. Their clothing shouldn't wear out so fast. Comes from them rubbing against it. Michuf yedidu boyin hamazikim the yoshim etzlan umeschachichim bohem. They rub against them. Chuf yeloshin chofeif umespaspes. Right, friar galaz. Not our friar, different kind of friar. Okay. Right. Man de boy lemeida lehu. Person wants to know the presence of shadim. Shadim are a semi-physical, semi-spiritual being. So there are physical ramifications, like it says over here, they rub against or whatever, but they're spiritual, you can't see them. Okay, in some ways they're like malachim, in some ways they're like human beings, the Gemara says. So if you want to be able to know physically that the shadim were around, so you should do the following. Laisi kitma nehila. You should take finely ground ashes, the neheder apuria, and sprinkle them around your bed. And at night, the shadim are more prolific than they are during the day. So this is a thing to be done at night, the Marshal says. Uvitzafra chazi kikari de tarnagola. In the morning, you'll see like chicken feet, footprints in the ashes. Haiman de boilin echazino, if you want to see the shadim. So then you need special lenses, you have on a camera, a filter, special filter on your eyes to be able to see shader. So how do you make this filter? Leisei shilya so deshunra so uchmisa bas uchmisa. Bring the shilya, the placenta, of a black cat, female cat obviously, the daughter of a female black cat. Buchrasa bas buchrasa, both of them should have been firstborn. A firstborn black cat, this daughter of a firstborn black cat. The likle benura, take that placenta and burn it, right? The lishachke, and then grind up the ashes. The limle enimine. Now, normally we translate, fill up your eye with it, but it doesn't mean that. Rashi says, whenever you put anything in your eye, even a little bit, that's called filling up your eye, because it doesn't take too much to fill up the eye. It doesn't mean pour these ashes and fill up your eye. It means put a little bit in your eye. The chazi lehu, and then you'll be able to see them. The lishdaya, the goofs of the parzala. You want to save these ashes so you'll have the filter again. The shadim aren't interested in you seeing them, so they will try to take away your filter, your ashes. So you should put it into a metal pipe, the lachsame bikushpanka the parzla, and seal it up with a seal of the barzel of iron. Dilma ganve mine, because otherwise the shadim will steal it from you. The lachdom pume kihechi glovisuk, and you should close up the opening there that you shouldn't be damaged. Rabbi barabaya ovad hachi, right? Most people say rabibi, but if you look in the back, I forget who says it. One of the mefarshim in the back says it, the proper pronunciation is Rabbeiboy. Rabbeiboy Barabaya Ovad Hachi Chaza V'Itzik. And he did this once, and he saw the shadim, and he taka got damaged. Bo Rabbanan Rachma Levi Itzi. And the Rabbanan davened for him, and he got well. But the Gemara is saying this to let me know it's not a good idea to try this, because even great people tried it and got damaged from it. Rashi, shilyas of the shunusa, shilyas havlad shel chasul mekeva. The placenta of a, the offspring of a black cat. Buchrasa habechora le'ima, that was a firstborn to its mother. Bas buchrasa ve'afima haisa bechora, and the mother also was a firstborn to its mother. The limle einimine, yosimimenu ma'at be'enav, put a little bit in your eye. Koloshon the sheen of ba'ayin, korea b'loshon gemara, loshon milui. Whenever you put something in your eye, it's called filling up your eye. It doesn't literally mean filling it up. It means putting something, a little bit in your eye. Lefisha b'davar mu'a tumale. Because by the eye, even a little bit fills it up. So anything you put in your eye is called filling up the eye. Gufs of the parzala, kona cholu shel barzala, a empty a metal pipe, the lachsmei lekona, and close up the pipe, seal it, the gushpanka of the parzala, the chosim shel barzal, and seal it up with an iron seal, the midi de tsayir, the chosim leslu reshusa. The shadim have no power over something that is sealed. And sealed and stamped. Kinamrina b'chola b'asur shita schulin. The Gemara says in chulin. Okay. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, ein tfila shal adam nishmas elav beis haknesses. A person's tfila is only heard in the beis haknesses. And the Kesed Mishnah says, it doesn't mean that the Rav Shmuel doesn't listen to tfila anywhere else. It means it's only heard all the time, without exception, if you daven in shul. Okay, we'll see in 1 second what that means. Shenemar l'shmoel harina v'el hatfila. The Mokom Rina, the place where the Tzibur says Shiros v'Sishbachos together to the Rebbe Shalom, that's the place of Tefillah. Shom Tehi Tefillah. That's the ideal place for Tefillah, in Shul. Omar Rovin Barav Ada, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Menayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Motzi B'Veis HaKnesses. How do you know the Rebbe Shalom is usually found, right? He's there all the time in Shul. Shenemar Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil. Right, that the Rebbe Shalom is around, but Adas Kael is where the Minyonim daven. Menayin Lasor Shemispalin Sheshchina Imohem. How do you know that anywhere that 10 people daven, the Rebbe Shalom is with them, even not in Shul? Shenemar Elohim Nitzav Ba'Adas Kael. Menayin Lishlosha Sheyoshvin B'Din Sheshchina Imohem. How do you know that 3 people that sit down for a din that the Shechina is with them too? Shenemar Bekerav Elohim Yishpot. Elohim here means Dayanim, and the smallest based in is 3. Umenayim l'shnayim sheyoshvim v'oskim b'torah, sheshchinim lahem. How do you know the 2 people who sit and learn Torah together, the shchinah is with them? Shenemar oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ishal re'eu v'yachsev Hashem. The Rebbe Shalom's listening to them. He's there. Mayu l'choshvei shmo, the end of the pasuk. Amar Ravashi, choshav adam lasos mitzvah v'nenas v'lo asah ma'ala l'vakasuv kilu asah. If a person intended to do a mitzvah, and he was nenas, and he couldn't do it, and the Torah considers it as if he did it. Okay? On this, we once spoke about this in the Yaakov Shir at great length, but just the idea is that you attempted to do the mitzvah, and you were prevented from doing it because of an onus. Then it's considered like you did it, but it's not mamish like you did it, because they ask, the Chorah person doesn't have a luluf. Okay? So he should be able to make the bracha on the tilas luluf, because it's considered like he did the mitzvah. Okay, so the answer is no. It's not you mamish did the mitzvah. It's considered you get the schar like you did it, but you're not doing the maisa mitzvah. You make a bracha on it. And also, if you just intend to do a mitzvah, that's not good enough. You have to intend to do it and try as much as you can to do it, and then it's impossible for you to do it. Then it's considered like you did it. Okay. How do you know even one person who is sitting and being osik b'torah, the shchina is with him? Shenemar, the chol hamakom asher azkir eshemi, avoi lecho v'irachticha. Wherever I will mention my name, I will come and bless you. Now, where in this pasuk do you see that it's talking about one person learning Torah? So the Marsha says, what it means is, wherever I permit you to mention my name, then I'll come and bless you. Normally, you're not allowed to say Shem Hashem just like this. Shem Shemayim v'atala. But when you're learning Torah and God's name is in the learning, you're allowed to mention it. So wherever I permit you to mention my name, meaning when you're learning Torah, there I'll come and bless you, even one person. I think of a different idea. The Svarim say a different idea, and that is that the Torah is shameless of the Rebbe Shalom. That's what the Torah is. It's different combinations of God's name. So Askir Hashemi means when I mention my name, we learn also Birchas HaTorah from that. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out Shem Hashem, which means when I'm going to learn Torah, Havu Goda Lokeinu, make a bracha. So we see that Haskara Shem Hashem is learning Torah. Whenever you learn Torah, you're mentioning God's names. And added to that, God's mentioning His names. Because Hamalamik Torah L'Moisra, when you learn Torah, God's learning with you. So He's the one teaching you. As we say, Hamalamik Torah L'Moisra. So therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom is mentioning his name. When you learn Torah and he's teaching you, he's mentioning his name. So now the Gemara goes back. If in the end, we have Pesukim telling us that even one person who sits and learns Torah, the Shechina is with him, then why do I need a Pasuk to tell me two? Right? He's already there by one. Chad, trei mi boy. Trei michtav and milayu b'sefer ha-zichronos. Chad lo michtav and milay b'sefer ha-zichronos. When two people learn together, then the Shechina not only is there, but it records what they're doing. But one person, the Shechina is with him, but it's not recorded. Tosa says that this recording is in what's it called, in the Sefer of Zichrono, Sefer of Zichuyos, I guess. So, therefore Tosa says, the Chorot says that everybody, Choma Secha, the Sefer Nichtovim, everybody has written down what he does. If he does a mitzvah, it's written down in the book. So Tosa says that there's two different Sefarim over here. There's one Sefer where you're written down together with other people, right? That's a bigger Schus, you're the Schus Arabic. And then everybody has their own personal Sefer. So everybody gets written down in their own personal Sefer for whatever they do, good or bad. But to be written down in the Tzibur book, right, that you only get if you have two people. That's how Tosus learns. The Slach, I think, Slach says that, Slach of the Marsha, let me just see what it is. So somebody says that the Marsha says that Nichtav over here doesn't mean the schus of the person. It means what he's saying. When two people learn together, usually they come to the truth. That's a chavrusa. This one argues, this one's closer. In the end, they come to the truth. So the Rebbe Shlomo writes down what they said. One person usually doesn't come to the truth. A person who learns alone usually doesn't come to the emes. So what he writes, the Rebbe Shlomo is not interested in his chedushim. So he doesn't write it down. Two people, what they're talking about, Torah is written down, Marsha says. Marsha says, V'chi mi'achar da'filu trei, talto mi boy. So now that we know the two, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that by three the Shechina is there? There's also a difference. Mal the same of Dina Shlomo bi'almahu, v'lo asya Shechina. There, the chiddush is that three people who sit down for a din Torah, they also have the Shechina. And I think that a din Torah is only Shalom bi'alma, making peace, not Torah, right? And maybe it's talking in a case where they're paskening without the going back and forth. Somebody comes for a din Torah and they just say, Chaya, Potter, Mutter, Osser, whatever. So that's not Mamish Divrei Torah. So I might think that that's Tam Shalom B'Alma, they're passing a din to make peace between people. Kamash Malon, that's also called Torah. In fact, the halach is like that by Tisha B'Av. First, that's the paskin of Shaila. There's nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. So if he has to go into all the timing, that's like learning Torah for sure. But even the psak itself, if it's not necessary for that day, is also called Torah learning. Even just the psak without any timing, without any elaboration. So therefore, what's it called? So therefore, the din Torah is considered Torah also. They'll be osik by Torah, and therefore the Shechina comes to them also. To Mashmalon, the din anami, hainu Torah. Din is also Torah. It's not just Shalom B'Alma. Not just making peace, but the psak din is also called Torah. That's also called Torah. So therefore, that's the chiddush, that since three people are being osik by Torah, and the chiddush is, I might think, that just being paskening a din is not called Torah, they're osik by Torah, that's also called osik by Torah. The chinachar dafilu tauta asorim iboyer, now we know that three people, and their din is considered like Torah. And therefore, they're what's it called, have the Shechina. So 10 people are osik by Torah, of course, can have Shechina. What are you repulsing for? Asura kadma Shechina va'asya tauta adiyasti. Right? Three people, the Shechina doesn't come until they already sit down and are koveya themselves within. But 10 people, even before they get together, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo knows there are going to be 10 people gathering together for Torah, he comes already first. That's the Chiddush of Asura, Rashi. The Mokum Rina, the Beis HaKnesses, Shisham Omrim Hatshivu Shiros, the Sishbachos, the Ne'imas Kol Orev, Ba'Adas Kel, the Beis Moed Shalom. Right? In the place, here, Adas Kel is not the congregation, meaning the people, but the place where the Rebbeinu Shalom congregates himself. Menayim Lasora, Eda Kruya Basora. Here, the Eda has another meaning. Eda can mean a Mokum Moed, a place of meeting, That's Eda, or an Eda can mean a congregation. So the first drasha of the Gemara means Eda is Mokom Moed, the place where God, congregates himself, right? His place of meeting. And the second is Eda is the congregation itself. And how do you know that's 10? Shenemrad Mosai le Eda harazos, you have to call it Yeshua. The Torah calls an Eda 10 people. There were 12 Meraglim, right? And the Eda Ra was 10 of them. And it's called an Eda Ra. The Kerev Elohim Yishpoth, the Ain based in Kruyim Elohim, Elohim, right? Three Dayanim are called Elohim. That's what we learn out. Psukim Perakam the Sanhedrin. Vayakshiv Hashem, Mamtim Lohem Shom. The Rabban Shom waits, like we said before. The word Hakshev can mean to listen, it also can mean to wait. So here, Vayakshiv Hashem, God comes first. And what you call God is there listening to them, and he's waiting for them. Asher Asker Shmi, Asher Yiskor Shmi on Mitzvosai Udvorai. When you mention my name on my mitzvahs and my words, which is Torah. Avoy Lecho Lashin Yochidu. I'll come to you, meaning even an individual. Nichtav and Milayo, Kidachsiv, Ayichtov, Sefer Zikaron. In the end of that passage, it says that God writes down, Sefer Zikaron. Kad Mashchina Ve'asir, Kodim Shukol Asar. Even before the 10 come, right, the Rabban Hashem is there. By the two, it's mashma also that God waits for them. But their waiting can mean he's with them while they're learning. Not he waits them before they come. Okay. Nitzav ba'adaskel, God stands there, ba'adaskel meikara mashma. Mashma, before there's an adaskel, God is already nitzav. He is there waiting for them as they congregate together. Adiyasvi, but by three, he's only there after they sit down. Can you see Yishpo, Vishasa Mishpo? When they're judging, then he's there. Okay, just some things about this that Ein has to be lost, so shall Adam Nishma Eleva Besa Knesses. So we said there was a Kesem Mishpo. The Rambam says that the Mila Besa Knesses is a Mila in itself, even the Yochid. Okay. However, Tosfos, the Bahad, say they have another girsa here. Call Ein Tzilas Shalom Nishmas Elo Beis Hakneses Im Hatzibur. You need two milas, and the Tzlach here delineates what the two milas are. He says like this: if a person has a choice to daven alone, he's going to daven alone either in his house or in shul. Then it's preferable to daven alone in shul. If the choice is alone in your house or in shul, but what happens? If you missed the shul davening, but you can get a minyan in your house, but you can't get a minyan in shul anymore. So is it better to daven in your house with a minyan, or to daven alone in a shul? There, the mila of davening with a minyan takes precedence over davening in a shul. You should daven alone with a minyan in your house, rather than in the shul. However, if you missed the minyan in shul, right, and you don't have a chance of having a minyan in your house, then it's better to go and daven what's it called, in a even alone in the shul. Now he says also there's a mila of tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses, even if you're not davening mamash with the tzibur. That mila of Beis HaKnesses is that it's better to daven in a shul where there's a minyan that already davened, okay? And you're davening now when they're finished. They're up to Ashrei, and you're up to Shmon Esrei. There's a mila of tefillah b'tzibur in a shul, even where the tzibur is not davening what you're davening. And he says, therefore, even though the Svarim say that if you daven in your house at the time when the tzibur is davening, okay, that it's considered like you're davening with the tzibur, and the Magen Avraham says that's only if you're davening the same davening that the tzibur is davening. But if you're davening shachris when the tzibur is davening musaf, that doesn't count. But in shul, if they're davening musaf and you're davening shachris, it counts like tefillah b'tzibur. In shul, you have that mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch basically says like this, it's better to daven in your house. What if there's another case we didn't mention? What happens if you can't go to shul, okay, but you can daven in your house at the time when the shul is davening, right? Or you later on you can go to shul. So is it better to daven when the tzibur is davening, but you're davening in your house, but at the same time the tzibur is davening? Or is it better to wait till later so you can actually go to the shul, but then no tzibur is going to be davening? You're davening completely alone. Shulchan Aruch says better daven in your house at the time when the tzibur is davening, because together with the tzibur, even if you're not physically there, but at the same time the tzibur is davening, is preferable than davening in a shul alone. But if you missed the tzibur completely, then it's better to daven in shul than to daven in your house alone. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. Amr of Ovin, Barav Ada, Amr of Yitzchak. Minayin Shakarish Baruch Meiniach Tefillin. How do you know the Rabban Shem puts on Tefillin? Shenemar Nishba Hashem Biyemino Uvizroa Uzo. The Rabban Shem swore on his right hand Uvizroa Uzo. Biyemino Zu Torah. Torah is called Yemin Shakarish Baruch Hu. Shenemar Miyemino Eish Das Lamo. The Rabban Shem gave the Torah with his right hand. Uvizroa Uzo Elu Tefillin. Shenemar Hashem Oz Liamo Yitain. Umnayin Shak Tefillin Oz. How do you know Tefillin are strength? Right? Zroa Uzo is not referring to the hand Tefillin, we'll see. But Oz is the word that refers to Tefillin. How do you know? And Zroa is just a euphemism for strength. Right? So how do you know that the strength referred to over here is Tefillin? That Oz Hamli Israel, that Tefillin are the strength of Klai Yisrael, the Thiv, a Roh, Kolami Horesh, Kishem Hashem Mikro Alecha, V'yoru Mimecha. The Tanya of Elezer, that the world, the nations of the world will see that God's name is on you, and they'll be afraid of you. The Tanya of Elezer, Agor Lomer, Elu Tefillin Shabarosh. These are the Tefillin of the head. So the word Oz refers to Tefillin Shabarosh. Okay. Famous Maisa with the Vilna Gaon, that he says that it's not tefillin sha'al harosh, just because you wear tefillin on your head doesn't make the goyim afraid of you. It has to be tefillin shebarosh, that in your head is the concept of the tefillin, then the goyim will be afraid of you and afraid of your tefillin. But if your tefillin are just on your head and not in your head, then it doesn't have an effect. Omer le Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak le Rav Chiya bar Ovin, hani tefillin demorei alma makasubo. What is written in the tefillin of the Rabban Shalom? Omer le yumika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. In God's tefillin, he is Meshabeach Klal Yisrael. Who's like one nation in Eretz Yisrael, who is like Klal Yisrael? Umi Meshabeach Kutchebruch Meshvichvay Yisrael. Does the Rabban Shem then, what's it called, praise Klal Yisrael? We praise him. Does he praise us? Him. Dechsiv es Hashem hem marta hayom, v'Hashem hem mircha hayom. You have made God, you have made me special, unique in the world, and I make you special in the world. You made me special because you declare my uniqueness, my oneness. I'll make you also special and unique. You're my one nation in Eretz Yisrael. The Or Hayosher says that Klal Yisrael is special because no other nation suffered all the things we suffered and still remain true to the Rabban Shalom. That's Shema Yisrael, right? We are constantly saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? In all kinds of tzaras, no matter if the Rabban Shalom gives us good things or bad things. And the Rabban Shalom also has Sassuni Chativa Achas, right? There's no nation that went through such tzaras and so many miracles were done for them that they still survived. So the Rabban Shalom made us special by keeping us surviving despite all the tzaras, and we made the Rabban Shem special by keeping true to him despite all the tzaras. Omer le Rav Achabari the Rav Lavashi, Tenach Bechad Besa, Bishar Bati Mai. Okay, that's good enough for one bias. The Tzilin have four batim in the Shel Rosh. So one of them has Mikam Chayisrael Goyachad Ba'aret. What are the other ones? Omer le Ki Mi Goy Gadol U Mi Goy Gadol. Two psukim. That mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim eilav kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu eilav, right? What great nation has God so close to them? Whenever we call out to him, he's there. And mi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim. What nation has a Torah like we have? Ashrecha Yisrael mikamocha. Another pasuk that's in the bottom of the Rabban Shalom. Oh hanisa Elohim lavo lakachas lo goy mikarev goy. Another pasuk. Ulesitcha elyon. That's another pasuk. Mar says he hachin efishi utuve. Tuvi Bati. It's more than four Batim then. It's like more than four Psukim. Ela, ki mi goy gadol mi goy gadol de damien mahadodi bechad desa. These two Psukim are put in one of the Batim of the Shorosh. Ashrecha Yisrael u mikamcha Yisrael bechad desa. Those two Psukim also go together in one. That's two. Oh, hanisa Elohim bechad desa. Oh, hanisa Elohim is in another one. That's a third. Ulesitcha elyon bechad desa. And what's it called? And the Sitcha Elyon, that's also in one. And I think the Marsha says, well, let's see first, the Kulu
Ksivi Bedroy, and all of them are contained in the Shalyan. Okay, that the Rabban Shalom not only puts on, this is the way the Marshal learns, the only pasuk we have is that God wears a Shalrosh. How do you know he also wears a Shalyan? Right? So it says, and the Chiddush, that all of them are Shalyan. Rashi learns that all of them, the Shalrosh, are separate, and the Shalyan, they're together. The Marshal asks on that, right? If God wears a Shalyan already, of course they're together, right? Because that's the way our tefillin are. That's the Chiddush. Right, the fact that God wears a shalyad altogether is a chiddush. Okay, well, we'll just speak a little bit about what this idea is that God wears tefillin. Right, obviously it doesn't mean literally because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not a body. But the concept of tefillin, the Marshal says, others say the Rashba has a shot over here also. The Rashba in the Ein Yaakov says the following. He says, what's the idea of our tefillin? Our tefillin testify to the fact that God is one, and He is the source of everything. Okay, therefore we put it on our arm by our heart, that the source of all emotion and everything to do with our heart is the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. So in the Shalyad is the Achdus Hashem, everything's together in one bias, is God's one, and all of our emotions, everything emanate from that oneness of God. The Shalrosh says that the Hispashtus, from that oneness, everything that emanates from that oneness, the four, right, which represents being mispashit, emanating from things, right, that is what's called also, everything emanates from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing in the world that exists doesn't come from that oneness. And therefore, you always start with the Shalyad, there's always one, and then you can have the emanations, then you can have a Shalrosh. But you never have the Shalrosh on without the Shalyad. Because that would imply that the emanations are by themselves. They don't come from that oneness. Okay. Neila, the Ribbono Shel Olam is putting on tefillin, shows the same thing. That when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Klal Yisrael are that one that everything emanates from. Klal Yisrael are the Ribbono Shel Olam's main purpose in creating the world. They're that oneness. And everything emanates in how the Ribbono Shel Olam deals with the world through Klal Yisrael. Same idea, only reciprocal. And the Marshal adds that tefillin represent our dveikus Hashem. We namish tie God onto our feelings and our machshava, and the Ribbono Shel Olam ties us onto Him. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. And the dveikus Hashem comes in many ways. Through tefillah, that's some psukim. Through Torah, that's the other psukim. Through Yeshua, that God saves us, that's other psukim. And the derech, what's it called? The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam raises us above the physical world, that's another kind of dveikus. So all these psukim, says the Marshal, represent all of these different kinds of connections from the Ribbono Shel Olam to us and from us to Him. Okay. Just 2 minutes. Go back to one thing from yesterday. The Gemara says that a person who is mispalel, somuch lemitaso. So Rashi says here that somuch lemitaso, I was always careful that I didn't do malacha and wasn't osik batorah before I davened. Tosfos asks on Rashi, we don't find anywhere that you're not allowed to, what's it called, learn before davening. You're basically allowed to learn before davening. And many of the Rishonim learn that Yutaka are allowed to learn. Surely if you have a kviyas before, you're allowed to learn as long as somebody reminds you not to get carried away. And the Shulchan Aruch Taka brings down, like Rashi, that lechatchila, a person should not learn before davening, unless, again, there's a kviyas and you want, but stam to sit down and learn by yourself, where you could get carried away and forget to daven in the proper time. That is not proper. This idea of mitaso, being sofon ledorum, that you have to put your bed. Tosa says only when you're the bed that you're sleeping together with your wife, and the idea is because of tashmish, and the shechina is being nislach lemarav, and it's not proper for the shechina to sleep with your wife in the same bed, what's it called, and have tashmish in if the bed is facing east and west. The Rosh says it's only an Eitz HaTov, it's not a halacha. It's good advice. Right, it's nachum to do, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says we're not noheg to be makbid on this, that the bed should dafka be. The bed fits the room, usually, and whatever direction is more easier is whatever. The Rambam is mashma that it's an isser, and that it's because of Mora Mikdash, just like you're not allowed to go to the bathroom facing east or west because of the Shechina, because of the Mikdash, therefore also the same thing over here. And the Rambam seems to hold that it's also even if you're sleeping alone, nothing to do with your wife, right? As long, the Arzus Achren, the Malbim says, but even according to the Rambam, it's only where you're sleeping without clothing, and there's no mechitzas around the bed to separate it between the directions of the world. And the Ramban Mipano brings down a Zohar that says that the width of the bed shouldn't be facing east and west, right? The width of the bed should be north and south. Rashi is mashma the length of the bed. And the Gra says that even the Zohar holds the length of the bed. So since it's not clear, whatever you do, you're being over somebody's shita, either the Zohar or whatever, so the Maisa were not makbid. Unless it can easily do it, then the minig is more that the length of the bed should be north and south and not east and west. But basically, the minig olam is not to be makbid on directions of the bed, even the bed that you sleep with your wife. Okay.